This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has called off Afghanistan peace talks that have been secretly planned for Camp David this weekend. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We've made enormous progress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC's This Week the Taliban had made commitments to break with al-Qaeda, begin reconciliation talks with the Afghan government, and reduce violence.
And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
But Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says,
we didn't see any commitment by the Taliban for any peace process except talking and then, continuing to kill Afghans and our partners.
The Taliban says it was satisfied with the peace deal, and President Trump's decision to cancel the Camp David talks have hurt U.S. credibility. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the United States consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they try to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protests. Panzer Chen organized today's rally.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters called on the U.S. to pressure Beijing to meet their demands. Turkish and U.S. troops conducted their first joint ground patrol in northeastern Syria on Sunday as part of a so-called safe zone that Ankara has been pressing for. Turkey hopes the buffer zone, which it says should be at least 30 kilometers deep, will keep Syrian Kurdish fighters away from its border. Turkey considers these Kurdish militias a threat, but they've also been key U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State militant group. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of people are fleeing the devastation.